Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. I got a text here about the Yellowstone. You're not the only one. We're getting a couple other texts about Yellowstone premiering last night. Ask Al Capone about taxes on illegal activities. Yeah, I was thinking about that as well. I was talking about this last hour that the IRS will tax you on illegal activities that you do. So if you sell drugs, you make money that way, they want their taxes still. And so I saw that. And yeah, thank you. I did not realize that one was Colorado number three. The third district in Colorado is Lauren Boebert's district. Ah, yes. Thank you. So that's one of the ones that's in the wind right now. And here's what it says. We in Santa Rosa County can relate to Yellowstone. It's about people who love the land versus greedy out-of-state developers. It has very good writing with some sex mixed in. Oh, it is. It's got some sex stuff in it. Oh, I see. I thought it was network TV. Is it not?
I mean, it's not like TV? HBO level, but.
Oh, okay.
It's in
well
there.
Nowadays they've been doing stuff like that anyway. So, all right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. The House Select Committee investigating last year's attack on the U.S. Capitol now says former President Donald Trump has not complied with the subpoena requiring him to appear for a deposition. In a statement today, the panel said that the former president's attorneys didn't attempt to negotiate an appearance, and now they're evaluating their next steps, including possible litigation. The rape trial of actor Danny Masterson, now moving on to closing arguments. Masterson told the court today he would not testify, and his lawyer wasn't calling any more witnesses. Masterson, of course, belongs to the Church of Scientology, and he's accused of raping three former members. Closing arguments in that case begin tomorrow. Health officials in California are reporting the death of a child under five due to the combined effects of flu and RSV. Now, to protect patient confidentiality, they didn't release a whole lot of information on this, including where it happened. But flu and RSV also spreading in Florida. Health officials here saying we could see a triple-demic this winter of flu, COVID, and RSV infections. And, Bobby, there's a movement to ban rodeos in California. Apparently, it's gaining steam. They're saying that it's animal cruelty is involved in the rodeos. The Los Angeles Times reporting that California lawmakers are now getting involved in the discussion. A measure was introduced for the Los Angeles City Council to restrict particular devices used on animals if events are held in the area. Similar restrictions in other places in the state as well. But not everybody on board with rodeo restrictions. The people who support them say that it's an American tradition.
Yeah, I'd be surprised that they would. Yeah, I mean, rodeos are definitely a very American thing. I've only been to like two, I think, my whole life.
Oh, rodeos are a good
really
time.
Thing. But they're not really my thing, but in the Midwest, in the West, they're a big thing.
So, oh yeah,
they're pretty big. So, but I've only been to a couple. But yeah, it's a very American thing. No other country had like rodeos. That's just the United States. So, it'd be hard to believe that they would try to ban it completely. But it's California.
It's California. That's it. Yeah, it's California.
They're like their own country now. They're just so crazy. All right, let's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Traffic update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Roads are looking pretty typical right now. I-10, I-110 looking good, as well as 29. Still seeing some slight delays on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, but it is improving. If you do see something slowing you down, just give me a call at 850-262-6111 with your traffic tip. This traffic report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. They need your car now, and they will pay more than ever before. Anderson Subaru, your adventure begins here. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, hey, download our mobile app so you can listen to this show on demand. So if you miss any of the show, then you'll be able to tune in on our mobile app to listen to the podcast of the show or of Andrew McKay Show or Pep Talk with Jenna Barr. You can also listen to the live stream. We also have news on there as well. So be sure to check out the News Radio Pensacola app in your app store. Just look for News Radio Pensacola. Come up here next. Getting a little bit of a buildup between Governor DeSantis and Trump. Who's it going to be? And, you know, Trump's already... Well, we got to talk about this next right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hello, hello. I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I hope that you're missing me. Because it makes me feel young. Hello, hello. Last time that I saw your face was recess in second grade, and it made me feel young. Won't you help me sober?
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So we know the day before, or maybe 2 days before the midterm elections, President Trump started blasting Governor DeSantis out of the blue. Just started blasting Governor DeSantis. And I was saying, look, he obviously feels threatened by DeSantis, but like, you're not even waiting until after the midterms. And then as soon as the midterms happen, he just won't stop. It's like every day he's going after DeSantis. DeSantis, from what I've seen so far, hasn't done any kind of, you know, retaliation. It's been all Trump. But it has started a little bit of a battle with conservatives of, yes, DeSantis needs to wait his turn. Let's all back Trump. And others going, I think Trump had his time in the sun. It's time to back DeSantis. You're starting to get all this infighting a little bit. And I saw some other national host that basically was saying conservatives need to stop infighting. Don't get caught up in the DeSantis versus Trump, Trump versus DeSantis conversation. And I'm like, he's like, instead, conservatives need to unify and rally. And I'm like, somebody needs to tell Trump that. He's the one starting it all. But you know what? This is a signal. This is why Republicans lost so badly in 2020. Because Trump is so divisive. On News Radio 92.3 and informative, local, dependable. Text here says, yeah, this is DeSantis' time. Chris Christie has been cited a lot last few days as someone who waited too long. Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't think about that. Yeah. Trump is coming off as self-centered and jealous. Oh, yeah, definitely. I have actually seen quite a few people who are they were big Trump people, big Trump influencers and things like that, who basically just went, well, this turned me off of Trump. Like, they're like, maybe I was wrong about some of the things about, like, this is his behavior in the last few days has really turned them off, because they see that Governor DeSantis is indeed, you know, a strong conservative. And for him to go after him as strong as he's been doing recently, or as harsh as he's been doing in the past few days, it has definitely got people turned, like, kind of waking up, like, whoa, what's this about Trump? What's he doing? So, but for some of us, we always knew that he was self-centered and a jealous person, and it just didn't expect it to happen like this quickly, I guess. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Top three stories here for you. Amazon is going to lay off thousands of corporate workers, up to 10,000. It'd be the largest layoff in Amazon corporate history. Oh boy, that's a surprise. President Biden and President Xi from China met in Bali today, and they cooled down Cold War fears. However, they still clashed over Taiwan. Then Jay Leno got burned in a car fire today. He was hospitalized, but says he's going to be okay. It is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. That is your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. Your sports hit here. Let's start off with Monday Night Football coming up here at 7:15 against the Washington Commanders against the Philadelphia Eagles. Of course, the Eagles are 8-0, looking to be undefeated for the season. I mean, they're playing the Commanders tonight. They're 4-5, and yeah, even though it's a rivalry game, I just don't expect. I'd be surprised if they would lose this game. Then let's see here. NBA underway right now. Toronto Raptors beating Detroit Pistons 27-23. Orlando Magic are playing the Charlotte Hornets. The Hornets lead that one by 7. And a few games just tipped off. Boston Celtics against the Oklahoma City Thunders on NBA TV. And Miami Heat are playing the Suns. In NHL hockey, the Islanders are beating Ottawa 2-1 in the third period. Coming up later, you got LA against Calgary, Carolina Hurricanes against Chicago, and St. Louis Blues against Colorado. Then NCAA men's basketball underway right now. Almost a tie game, 32-31 between Delaware State and Villanova. And a whole bunch of ranked games on ESPN+, Big Ten Network, and CBS Sports Network tonight. In sports news, real quick here, the suspect who shot and killed 3 Virginia football players and 2 others are injured, he is now in custody. According to a report, the Arizona Cardinals tight end Zach Ertz is done for the season with a knee injury. Baker Mayfield going to take back over as the starting quarterback as P.J. Walker is nursing an ankle injury. And the Miami Marlins have made a historic move, hiring the first female president in Caroline O'Connor. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf, and then we'll get your CBS Sports Minute.
Roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. 29 and 90 also looking good. And 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre checking in without any major slowdowns. If you do see something slowing you down on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure that you call the Best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute. Just when we wrote off Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, they pulled us right back in. Brady led the Bucs past the Seahawks in Germany, and now Tampa leads the NFC South. Rodgers helped the Packers come back against the Cowboys and keep their season alive. Neither team is great, but until you knock out guys like Brady and Rodgers, like completely out, they still have to make everyone else in the NFC playoff picture just a little bit nervous. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Hey, sports fans, this is the Ultimate Vegas Insider, John Anthony. Monday night report against the spread. Last week documented 2-0. That's 100% winners. I'm red hot. I love tonight's matchup. It sure is free on recorded message. Call 1-800-244-5506. Washington, Philly, plus a total, free recorded message. Call 1-800-244-5506. John Anthony Sports, number one against the spread. I'll prove it. Washington, Philly.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Speaking of sports, let's hit today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All righty, today's sign of the apocalypse here for you. We've got the, Dana White, the head of the UFC, has another league that he's in charge of now called the Power Slap League. And he's worked out a deal with TBS to bring it live to TBS. I don't know if I can watch this thing. This is like, I think this is a sport that actually started like in Russia or like somewhere like way deep in the underground. And what it is two individuals. They apparently have a female and a male version, but two individuals stand across from each other and literally just take turns slapping each other. But not just like a gentlemanly slap. I mean, they like rear back and just with all of their might slap the other person as hard as they can. And they just have to take, you're not defending yourself. You just stand there and you take the slap. and then you slap the other person. It's brutal. I see people sharing these things on the Book of Faces and on Instagrams and the Twitters and stuff, and I'm just like, no, I can't watch it. It's too brutal. They hit each other so hard, they'll knock each other out on one slap sometimes. Like, I don't like to see that. It's not sporting like boxing, where, yeah, you might knock somebody out, but one, they got a padded glove that they're using to hit each other with, and if they knock somebody out, it's like it happens through the padded glove, not literally just sitting there defenseless with your hands behind your back taking it. I don't know. I don't like it. And now it's going to be on TV on TBS Network, the Power Slap League. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I want Will Smith on my team. That's funny right there, actually. That's funny. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, got to talk about Black Panther, as well as a Cyber Monday and Black Friday trends. That's all coming up next on News Radio 92.3.
When I was a young boy living in the city, all I did was run, 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 run. Staring at the lights, they look so pretty. Mama said, son, 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 you're gonna grow up, you're gonna get old. All that glitter don't turn to gold. But until then, just have your fun.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Let's go over to David Wayne over the newsroom. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, it looks like the weather's finally going to cooperate for the Artemis 1 moon rocket launch this week. Forecasters saying there's about a 90% chance of favorable conditions for the unmanned launch. It's planned for Wednesday at about... Well, I guess it'd be about 1 a.m. there, so midnight here. But Tropical Storm Nicole did cause a little bit of a delay for the last launch. They say the rocket only had just minor damage, though, so they should be good to go for Wednesday morning.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. So with the finally, how many times has it been delayed now? Twice?
Twice, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, things have been a little bit, so... all right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Real quick here, I do want to share this. UWF is the number 3 seed in the Super Region 2 of the NCAA Division 2 Football Championship. So they're going to be playing Saturday at 1 o'clock at Penn Air Field on UWF campus. They're going to be playing Limestone. So UWF is 9-1 on the year, shared the Gulf South Conference Championship, and this is their fourth appearance in the NCAA playoffs in 6 years. Of course, they already won one national championship, and then they were the runner-up in another year. Then let's see here. Oh, Limestone was winless last year. Completely turned around the team. They finished 8-3 this year. So that's who they'll be playing, is Limestone on Saturday at 1 o'clock at Penn Air Field. Black Panther Wakanda Forever made $180 million this weekend. It's the it's a record for a November opening, and it's the second biggest opening of the year behind Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. Now, it didn't make as much as the very first Black Panther did. It brought in $202 million in its opening weekend back in 2018. But you know, that was pre-pandemic. That was Chadwick Boseman as part of it, and the whole work. So, but hey, $180 million in a November is a record. So that's fantastic. It was a good movie. I liked it. I was, you know, my big thing was, how are they going to deal with Chadwick Boseman? They basically just, I was like, is he going to get killed as Black Panther? Is he going to get, they handled it very well, I think, the way they handled how he's no longer going to be part of the show and stuff, and or the movie and the series. So it handled very well. It was dramatic movie. It has some good action in it as well. I thought it was, and of course it makes you laugh. It's got all it's got the Marvel recipe for success. And so I thought it was a pretty good one overall. The trends going on with Cyber Monday and Black Friday, boy, they've been shifting over the past few years to be online. In fact, this year, only 32% of people said they're going to shop in person on Black Friday. That's a 9% decrease from last year. which already was down from previous years. Of course, 2020 was different, but it was 9% down from there. Instead, people are shifting to online. Remember, last year was a record number of people who bought online for their, they bought online for Black Friday. Like, they didn't wait till Cyber Monday. They ended up going to Black Friday and buying things online. So check this out. A new survey showed that the percentage of people who plan to buy on Black Friday is about 64%. Oh, sorry, on Black Monday, Cyber Monday. 64% of people plan to buy something on Cyber Monday. It's a 42% increase from 2021. But the people planning on buying online on Black Friday is 69%. That's right. 5% more people planning to buy online on Black Friday than on Cyber Monday. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Our roadways are checking in clear. I-10 and I-110 looking good. Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach also not showing any major delays. We do have some slowdowns on 98 in Baldwin County. This is going to be just off of 93. No reports of an accident, but do just keep that in mind. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I may be in the overwhelming minority on this, and I'm okay with it. Black Panther sucked. The tributes to Chadwick were good, and while the performances were good, the plot was awful. I don't know if you'll be in the big minority on that. I watched it with my daughter, and she was like, "I think it's okay." She was not impressed. She's like, "I don't think I'll see this one again." I was like, "Really?" I was like, "Okay." And if I admit to myself, I saw the first Black Panther a few times, but I don't know if I'll see this one again. I thought it was good, but I didn't think it was fantastic. In fact, I can't think of one in the new Marvel, like since they ended the first wave or whatever, the first tier. I can't think of one that I'm like, this is great. Like, they just haven't had them that are knockout great since the like Endgame ended. I mean, I guess the Spider-Man No Way Home, but that's still part of the first wave of the MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So, I mean, the Eternals I thought was terrible. I thought the latest Doctor Strange and the Madness or whatever, Multiverse of Madness, thought it was okay. And it really didn't prefer it. I think they tried too hard to make it a scary show. And once again, I thought the plot was a little weak. They just haven't been very good. And so they did have the trailer for the new Ant-Man versus the Wasp in there. And even that, I was like, oh, this is going to be way different than I thought it was going to be. I don't know. It's just not on the same level as the first round of Marvel Cinematic Universe when it was Iron Man. When it ended, you were just like, oh my gosh. And the first Avengers. And, you know, they just blew your mind with some of these movies. And they just haven't been on the same level. Thor Love and Thunder, thought it was okay. I've seen it a few times, but it still was not, you know, next level great, like even Thor Ragnarok was or anything. So that's my thoughts on it as well. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. All right, so a breakthrough blood test could detect Alzheimer's before symptoms show. That's right. Possibly even years before symptoms show. So they're saying that this is, it could lead to patients having drugs or lifestyle changes prescribed early that can either slow down or even prevent the cognitive impairment that comes from Alzheimer's. So pretty big one right there. And finally, a new temporary vasectomy is in the works in a study in Australia. It involves injecting a gel into the vas deferens. That's the tubes that transports the dude's swimmers, you know, to where they need to go. So this gel basically clogs it for 2 years. All right. They're doing a study on it right now. They say it's very safe. And they said the biggest risk is it may not work. Wait, what? In other words, you still get somebody pregnant? Okie dokie. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. You guys have a great night. Bye-bye.